T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Morning, Kelly Ford with you on New York's Country 94.7. Always on the lookout for stories that'll give you all the feels, like this one with the big connection between country singer Kit Moore and a Howell, New Jersey woman.
I wish that I could bake a cake made out of rainbows and smiles, and we'd all eat and be happy.
You're giving me the feels, baby.
Am I crying? No, I'm not crying. You're crying.
Kelly Ford in the morning gives you all the feels.
Hey, pretty girl, you did so good.
That song, Kip Moore's Hey Pretty Girl, was played at Mary Pugh's wedding back in 2016. Mary heard it again just a couple of months ago in a hospital room where she was recovering from a brain aneurysm. Kip had recorded a message for her, and then it came full circle last weekend at the Butcher's Block in Long Branch, New Jersey. But before we get to that, Mary's with me now. Give us the backstory when this all started, Mary, back in July.
The worst headache of my life. I'm in bad shape. Every time I move, my headache is so bad. I think I need to go to the hospital. Like, something's not right. And I'm not one to, I work in the ER. I'm a nurse. I am the last one that wants to go there. I had a CAT scan. A doctor walked in and he's we got to transfer you out. Like, we're going to send you to one of the best neuro places there is, Capital Health.
You go to the emergency room with a headache and you're thinking, oh, I'm just going to get some meds and I'm out. And then you're airlifted.
Yep. So they didn't know if I was going to make it at one point. Like, they thought, like, this girl's going to die. But clearly I made it.
So now, cut to the Kip Moore connection.
Apparently, people were reaching out to him, like, here's a big fan. She's in the ICU. And all of a sudden, my husband comes in and he's like, yo, Kip Moore sung to you.
Yo, Kip Moore.
Yes. He sang our wedding song, Hey Pretty Girl. And he started playing it. And at the time, I was probably like a dud. But like, looking back, I'm like, holy shit, like, this is crazy.
Okay, so let's fast forward to last weekend down the shore. You've been out of the hospital and rehab for over a month now. You're doing great. And you got to meet Kip Moore. How did that happen?
So he went to the Butcher's Block and the owner texted me and was like, yo, Kip's coming tonight. And I said, did you tell Jake, like my husband? My husband was actually at a football scrimmage. I mean, I'm like, you know what? I'm going to get ready just in case. If he gets done and Jake wants to go, I'm ready to go. Mm-hmm. So I had my sister do my hair, and I have this area right here was shaved. So it's like short. So my sister like pinned that back. He was really cool. He was totally like down to earth.
Mary Pugh, thank you so much for coming on and giving us all the feels, sharing your Kip Moore story. We're going to post a picture on our socials, New York's Country 94.7. And hopefully when all this COVID craziness is over, we can meet at a show and share an adult beverage if you're allowed to have one.
I went to my neurologist a week ago and I was like, can I drink wine?
Atta girl. Lots of love to you and your fam. We'll see you soon.
All right. Thank you so much.
Hey, pretty girl, you did so good.